The psalmist wrote in the 20th verse, 20th chapter, the verse of the book of Psalms, verse 7, he says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I pray that you're remembering God's name today. His name is enough to deliver you from anything and anybody that would cause you to miss out on God's best for your life. So I am choosing to remember the name of the Lord our God. Thank you again for taking the opportunity to be with us on this morning. I believe God has a word for us that will bless you and that will encourage your heart. I think that this will be a day that we'll be able to look back and say, truly the Lord is good because of what he has said to us, what he has done for us, and who he is to us. Let's open up in a word of prayer and get ready to get started this morning. Our Father and our God, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, your word declares that your mercy endureth forever. It declares that you are good. So Lord, in accordance unto your word, thank you for being good to us. Thank you for sharing mercy and grace upon our lives. Father, we pray that the word of God will go forth today and be unhindered. It would bring forth fruit that would glorify you, and may your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen and amen. Again, good morning. Thank you for taking this opportunity to be with us. And we want to, without any further ado, get into the word of God. This morning, I want to talk to you about a subject that we often overlook. So I want to bring a little attention to this today. I believe it's a word that will encourage you, a word that will exhort you into the endeavors that God has called you to in this life. So I want to talk about finding favor by embracing the kingdom movement. Finding favor by embracing the kingdom movement. The Bible says in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, the Bible says, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with God or with the Lord and also with men. So the Bible is letting us know that Samuel, even as a child, he grew. And in his growing, he had favor both with God and with man. Kingdom people have favor with the king. Now, if I don't say anything else, hear me. Kingdom people have favor with the king. Now, so what is favor? We're not going to be all deep and all profound this morning. Favor is undeserved kindness. Undeserved kindness. You know, we used to say things as a kid is, you know, you owe me a favor. Well, no, that ain't real favor. See, real favor is not because you're owed. Real favor or biblical favor is undeserved kindness. I don't deserve it. I can't do anything to bring it about. I'm not causing it, but I understand that it's undeserved kindness. I'm not getting what I deserve. And I want to say it again, all kingdom people have favor with the king. Let's go into this. I hope you're excited this morning because I am. I'm trying to take my time, trying not to get too excited already. Listen to this. Number one, favor is a byproduct of kingdom living. Favor is a byproduct of kingdom living. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying if you live a kingdom life, you are going to have favor. This is not out there about you trying to go do something to get favor. I'm telling you, if you live a kingdom life, you will have favor. Because favor is a byproduct of kingdom living. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, listen to this. I believe this is probably one of the greatest summations of kingdom life that I could ever give as a scripture. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Now look at this. What do you mean kingdom life? Well, first and foremost, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, a kingdom life has the priority of the kingdom. Everything in my life, everything in your life as a kingdom person is first centered around the kingdom. Where, listen, everything, every decision is kingdom oriented. So seek ye first the kingdom of God. So you made that the priority. Then the Bible says, and his righteousness. Or in other words, in God's right way of doing things. So you're not looking at alternative routes. You're not looking at what else might work. You're looking at God's right way of doing things. That is the most kingdom focused and kingdom centered approach to kingdom life. And it says, if you do these things, by first and foremost, establishing the kingdom as the priority for your life. Secondly, seeking to do things God's way, not your own way, not another alternative way that people say can work, but God's way. He says all these other things, everything else the Gentiles or unsaved or heathens seek after shall be added unto you. That's what favor looks like when you do kingdom living. Go with me now, because I want to talk about favor as a byproduct of kingdom living. Let's get into some. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. Let's look at a little bit of kingdom living so we can see the byproduct of favor on our lives. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. In other words, kingdom people are mindful of what they learn from the word of God. It's not just a sermon, but a life lesson. They are mindful of what they learn from the word of God, because the Bible says, he says, forget not my law, but keep it. Keep it. Keep the commandments. Keep my word. That's what he's saying. So it's not just a sermon. It's a life lesson. Verse 2, he says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So living by the word of God will give you long life that's full of peace. But he says something else. He says length of days. Listen, length of days is not necessarily saying that you're going to have a whole long amount of days. What it's saying is in the days that you have, it will make an impact. See, in the course of life, because somebody lives to be old in number, did their life make that kind of impact that it should? See, if you're living a kingdom life, no matter how many days you have, the length of those days, the impact of those days will be valuable. I want my time to count. However long it may be, I want it to count. And the only way your time will count is by living a kingdom life. And the byproduct of kingdom living is favor. He says in verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. See, kingdom people hold on to grace and truth in their heart. In other words, we understand that what we're given, what we're able to do, what we accomplish is by the grace of God. And we're holding on to the truth of God despite everything else that's happening around us. We're holding that word in our heart. The Bible says, I've hid your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Kingdom living has to do with us holding the word of God in our heart. And fourthly, the Bible says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So this kind of life will lead to favor and understanding with God and man. See, favor is a byproduct of kingdom living. Number two, the Bible says not only is favor a byproduct of kingdom living, go with me to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to do verses 28 and 29. But my second point is this. Not only is favor a byproduct of kingdom living, but one moment of favor will change your life forever. Boy, I feel myself getting excited. One moment of favor will change your life forever. In Luke chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, the Bible says, and the angel came in unto her and said, hail thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. If you are familiar with the text, you'll understand that it is making a reference to Mary. Mary, at this particular time in history, she is somewhere between the ages of the roughly 14 and 17 years of age. She is a teenager. She is figuring out the things of life, if you will. Somewhere along the line, an angel, the angel Gabriel, approaches her and speaks to her and causes her to discover that she has just encountered a moment of favor with God. Hail thou that art highly favored amongst women. In other words, you have just been introduced to the favor of God. Your life is about to change for all eternity. Something that you see, what you were yesterday and what you are today has just changed because a moment of favor has come into your life. A moment of favor will change your life forever. You don't ask me, ask Mary. She was minding her own business until a moment of favor interrupted her life and showed her her destiny, because she would go on to become the mother and birth the Lord Jesus Christ into the earth. A moment of favor changed her life forever. Well, I know you said, well, Pastor, what this got to do with me? Come on with me. Exodus chapter 3. That was what God can do for a person. Let's see what a moment of favor can do, because I believe that some of us are on the brink of a moment of favor and we just don't know it. I believe some things are about to break out that you have no clue of because you didn't understand. You didn't know. You thought the situation was this way. You thought it was going left when God said, no, I got this right here. A moment of favor is about to change your life. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. The Bible says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Just for a moment, let's step back from the text and begin to look at the situation that God is describing. We have the privilege and the honor of looking back in time and discovering the things that God has done. However, I want you to remove that from your mind for a moment, and I want you to step right into the text. Because when God is speaking to Moses at this particular time, there are numerous individuals in Israel who are captive. They are slaves. They have been slaves for 430 years. All they have ever known is slavery. They from generation to generation, they can discuss slavery. They've been born into slavery. They've only seen Egypt as the most powerful nation in the world. They've always had their backs beaten. They've always had their lives subject to someone else oppressing them. And in the midst of all of this, God steps on the scene with a man who is only carrying a staff. A man who was a fugitive himself from Egypt. And he says to him, go tell this people I've given them favor. Oh, my goodness. Go tell them I've given them favor. Your situation hasn't changed yet. Nothing looks any different, but I've given you favor. Nothing seems to have changed. People still looking at you funny, but I've given you favor. Nothing seems to have altered in your bank account, but I've given you favor. Nothing looks like it's any different than it was, but I've given you favor. See, in Exodus chapter 3, when he's talking to them, they're still slaves. He says, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do when favor comes on them. This is what it's going to look like when favor manifests itself. It may not look like it right now, but this is what it will look like. So that was Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. What does it look like when this thing manifests? What does it look like when the favor that can change your life, when one moment of it comes on you? What does it look like? Exodus chapter 12, verse 35. The Bible says, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. Now, you're going to have to do what God says. You're going to have to do what he says. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor. And the Lord gave the people favor. We ain't talking about one person. The Lord gave an entire nation favor. You ain't hearing me. God gave an entire nation of people that were slaves favor. Do you realize that they took over the country without firing one shot? Just because they had a moment of favor. The Bible says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Wait a minute. Let's take a moment and look at this and understand the magnitude of what took place with a moment of favor. Basically, whatever they asked the Egyptians, they gave them. Wait a minute. The people that have oppressed them for 430 years, all of a sudden, they can turn around and ask for whatever they want. You know, that lamp over there, that gold lamp that I've been shining and polishing for these last 20 years of bondage, I think I want to carry that out of here. Well, go ahead, it's yours. What, you know, that nice De Beers jewelry, that nice De Beers diamond that I've been looking at all of that time that you don't have over in your jewelry box, I think I want that. Well, go ahead, you can have it. See, it don't make sense when you look at it in the natural, because literally that's what they did. Whatever they asked for, the Egyptians gave them. The Bible says they literally had so much stuff, they had to bring their children in and let their children help them carry it out. A moment of favor can change your life forever. Just a moment. Just one moment. My. Okay. Let me be mindful of my time here. So let me regroup here. So I'm getting excited because I believe the people that are part of the kingdom have favor. See, it ain't never over. It ain't never over because you got favor. I don't care how, matter of fact, let me just go on to my third point, because I can see I'm preaching myself happy already if I ain't doing it for nobody else. The king's favor, number three, the king's favor is never limited by your environment. The king's favor is never limited by your environment. We've been told you're born on the wrong side of the tracks. We've been told, well, you can't have this. You can't. Listen, let me tell you what the scriptures say. I don't care what nobody else say. The king's favor is not limited by your environment. Now, that's liberating. Before we go any further, that's liberating. Because what that means is your boss, your coworker, any other entity or situation or circumstance is unable to prevent you from having what God has purposed for you to have. Okay, I'll say it again, no problem. That means your boss, your coworker, or any other entity or situation or circumstance is unable to prevent you from having what God purposed for you to have. That's favor. That's what favor looks like. Because the king's favor is not limited by our environment. Go with me to Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39. And 19, I declare it seemed like the clock is on fast forward today. Genesis chapter 39, verse 19. The Bible reads, and it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. Let me share something with you. The king's favor, remember this, is not limited by our environment. I want you to see something. I want you to get the context of the story that we're talking about now. The king's favor is greater than the lies that people can tell on you. The king's favor is greater than the lies that people can tell on you. What do you mean, Pastor? The context of our story here is this is Potiphar. Potiphar had been given charge, or Joseph had been bought or purchased, if you will, by Potiphar as a slave. Potiphar had put him over his entire house. Potiphar's wife was going after Joseph. She was trying to sleep with him, and Joseph refused to sleep with her. Out of her anger, she lied to her husband and told him, he tried to rape me. But the king's favor is greater than the lies people can tell on you. It may look one way, but wait until the favor kicks in. I want you to see this. Joseph is now accused of rape. He is accused of rape. You know the stigma with being a criminal. You know the stigma with the charges that stick with you, the things, the way people look at you. Now, all of a sudden, somebody in a position of authority has declared that this is who you are. It's an assassination of your character. Things may look one way, but wait until the favor kicks in. Look at verse 20, Genesis 39. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. See, the lowest places are not beyond the king's favor. I don't care what situation you're in right now. I don't care if things look like they took an absolute turn on your job and you went from having a place of authority, of prominence, of recognition, and now it looks like you're at the bottom. Now people are looking at you and they're looking at you side eye and all of this. No. Wait until the favor kicks in. Just hold your peace and wait until the favor kicks in. Verse 21, Genesis 39. The Bible says, while Joseph is in the prison, it says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Let me say something with you, share something with you. The Bible says in verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. We spend way too much time worrying about who is against us. See, some of you all right now, you're worrying about what somebody said. You're worrying about how people are looking at you. You're worrying about all of that. The Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. Instead of worrying about who's against you and what they said, why don't you consider who's with you? If God be for you, then who could be against you? We spend way too much time thinking about who's against us. It doesn't matter who is against us as long as the Lord is with you. Verse 22, the Bible says, before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. See, before long, the king's favor is going to make things right. The Bible says, before long, before it gets too long in this, the king's favor is going to make the situation right. Stop fretting over what happened. Before long, the king's favor is going to kick in. Well, I can't believe that they said this. I can't believe that they did that. Listen, before long, the king's favor is going to fix it. Before long. See, the king's favor will supersede position. It will supersede status. It will supersede titles. What do you mean, Pastor? Let's look at the text. The warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. So Joseph went in as an accused rapist. Now he is overseeing everything within the prison. So now favor made him supersede all the positions. Favor made him supersede all of the status. Favor made him supersede all of the titles, because before long, the king's favor kicks in and fixes it. Just give it a time. Just give it time. Let patience have its perfect work. Verse 23. The Bible says the warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Let me share something with you. The Bible says the Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Other people will also benefit from those that have the king's favor. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? The favor of God on your life ain't just for you. There are some other people that will benefit from the favor of God that's on your life. Well, okay. I know you need a little, you need a little scripture for that. No problem. Go with me to Genesis chapter 30. Keep your fingers in Genesis 39. Flip back to Genesis 30. I want you to look at Genesis 30 and 27. Genesis 30 and 27. The Bible says, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I found favor in thy eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. Do you understand that Laban said, listen, Joseph, I want you to stay here. I mean, not Joe. He said, Jacob, I want you to stay here. I need you to stay with me because I've learned by experience. I've looked over my life and I've seen the way since you have been here with me, God has blessed me for your sake. Boy, I know some of y'all, this going to make some of y'all, this is going to stir some of y'all. The jobs that some of y'all are on, the job is blessed because you there. Ah, oh, Pastor, oh, see, we scared to even say stuff. I know I got favor. The favor is on your life, but they are recipients of the blessing because you're favored. They are doing well in their business because you're there. See, we are scared to say stuff. But you know what? If we stop worrying about who's against us and worry about who's for us, God himself, the Lord was with Joseph, then we won't be afraid to say stuff. It ain't arrogancy. It's not pride. In all honesty, it's humility because you understand it's simply the favor of God that's on your life. It's not you. And I don't have a problem with other people being blessed because God has favored me. I have no problem with that. Boy, stretching some folk today. So come on back to verse 23 in Genesis 39, and we're going to wrap up. I took some people out there. Genesis chapter 39, verse 23, the Bible says the warden had no more worries. You know what? When the favor of God is on you, people ain't worried about other stuff. Give it to somebody that's got favor on their life. So because Joseph took care of everything, the Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. What are you saying, Pastor? The king's favor makes you succeed where other people's would fail. The king's favor makes you succeed where other people would fail. This is what favor is. It is undeserved kindness to make you succeed where other people would fail. If you see people with favor on their life, don't think that you can duplicate what they're doing simply because you think, oh, it's the same. It's not. That's what favor is. I'm going to do something. Favor is one of the secret weapons kingdom people have. It is the thing that make people look at your life and think that they can duplicate your life until they try to duplicate it and find out that they can't because what they didn't know, it was favor that was working on your life. How is it that you're in the situation you're in now where somebody else better qualified, somebody else with more pedigrees, somebody else with all of these other things, they are not occupying the space that you are? How did you come from the background you did and accomplish what you did? Do you think that you married the type person you did? You got the type blessings you did? All of this, that's favor. It was the favor of God that's on your life. Brothers that are married, the Bible says when a man findeth a wife, he obtaineth favor from the Lord. Do you realize that there are some things that God has brought in your life as a husband simply because you have a wife and because you met the qualification of being a husband and being a husband to that wife, you released favor. I'm just saying, it's the book. And I decided I'm going to live by it. Favor. The favor of God. You can find favor when you embrace the kingdom movement. Let me try to close. See, I have favor with the king because I've embraced the kingdom movement. Favor is one of the secret weapons of people that's in the kingdom. Do you have favor with the king? Have you embraced the kingdom movement? I'm not talking about just, oh, well, you know, you hemming and hawing. Have you embraced this thing with your whole heart? Have you said, for God I live, for God I die. I am in this with everything I got. Lord, I am all yours. There's nothing else. I'm not holding on to anything else. See, when you start talking like that, when you start living like that, you're finding favor with God. Because you've said, God, I'm all yours. So now all of a sudden, the undeserved kindness of God begins to permeate every area of your life. you begin to come across blessings, and all of the Bible says, and the blessing, it literally said, and the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. They overtake you. I'm going to find a blessing. No, you go to find them. I'm in a place where with the favor of God, they overtake me because of favor. But the only reason I have favor is because I've embraced the kingdom movement. I've accepted what God is doing in the earth. I'm not fighting against it. I'm not resisting it. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want to do things God's way, not my way, not the alternative way, not the way that the world says do it. See, too often we as believers think that we could do everything the way the world does and think that you're going to still occupy the favor of God doing that. That's not going to work. Well, it looked like everybody else is getting by. I don't care if it looked like they're getting by. You're not going to have favor doing it that way. If you want to have favor, if you want to find favor, embrace the kingdom movement. Embrace it. Whatever God has for you, embrace it wholeheartedly. Hold on to it with your whole heart. Cling to it with every fiber of your being. Embrace the kingdom movement so that you can find favor with the king. Listen, I hope this message has encouraged you to embrace God's kingdom movement in your life. Maybe you've been on the ropes and you kind of like, you find yourself, church is out, I ain't into all of that. I am not talking about churchy stuff. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, when Jesus came on the scene, he introduced us to the kingdom. And he said, this is the way. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, change your mind about all of this other stuff that you've been dealing with. I want you to talk about kingdom now. I want you to embrace my kingdom. And see, that's what it's about. In the book of Revelation, the chapter 11, I believe the Bible says, and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God. All of this stuff is going to wind up in the kingdom of God. Why don't you embrace his kingdom now? Why don't you stop resisting it? For those of you all that are believers, I want you to search your life. Are you resisting the work of God? Are you resisting elements of the kingdom movement because you just don't like the way it feels? What he desires, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, because favor will be on your life. The favor that's on your life, other people will benefit from it. They will see the necessity of having you as part of the team. They're talking about essential workers. How about essential kingdom people? The essential people in this time and this hour is people of the kingdom, because we have favor. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you cannot have favor with God. You cannot have favor with the King because you're rejecting him. I want to ask you to consider your soul. I'm not asking you to consider what church you belong to. I'm not asking you to consider some religious experience. I'm asking you to consider the very state of your soul. The Bible says, all souls are mine. That's what God says about souls. They all belong to him. Have you surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you accepted his death, his burial, and his resurrection on your behalf? Have you honestly said, Lord, I'm sorry. I am a sinner. I have sinned against heaven. I am wrong. My life is wrong. And I'm coming to you and I'm submitting it to you. And I want you to live your life through me. Well, what do you mean, preacher? I'm simply saying, if you haven't done that, what you have done is said, I can fix everything myself. What you have said is, God, my righteousness is good enough for me to go where I want to go. And each time you live like that, you turn your nose up at God's ultimate sacrifice, which is his son. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So his son has been given for us. And if you reject his son, then you're rejecting the only sacrifice that God accepts. So listen, while you still have breath in your body, you don't have to believe me, Look at the Bible. Look at what the scripture says. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us, every one of us has missed God's standard. What we need to do to meet God's standard is to repent. The word repent means to change our mind, to change our mind about who we see Jesus as. Jesus is the Son of the living God. To repent is to acknowledge that he is Lord and Savior of my life. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, I want to invite you this moment to repent of your sins with me in prayer. Simply bow our heads. I'm not going to say anything that's out of the way. Everything that I say, you will be able to see in the scriptures. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you were buried. I believe you rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Come into my heart and live your life through me. Amen and amen. If you've prayed that prayer, I'd love for you to take this opportunity to reach out to our prayer ministry and call them, let them know with the number that's on our screen that, listen, I have made a decision to embrace the kingdom movement by following Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It will change your life. For those of you all out there that have made this decision and you've not told anyone, this is your opportunity to be able to tell somebody, listen, I'm living for Christ. I gave my life to the Lord. I just wanted to let somebody know that I have made that decision. For those of you all that may have been in a position where you were backslidden, this is your time. Just simply repent right now. You know you had a relationship with Christ, but you walked away from it. You've seen favor on your life before, but the life that you're living now, you know it's contrary to the will of God. Simply repent. Say, Father, I'm sorry. You are right and I am wrong. I'm coming back to you with everything in me, and I ask that you just forgive me and accept me back into the family of God. It's as simple as that, because God loves you with an everlasting love. But you cannot continue to live in sin and expect God to bless you in it. He is calling us out of sin. He is calling us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. This is that hour. This is that time. Answer the call of God before it's too late, so that you can find favor by embracing the kingdom movement. I pray that the Lord would bless you, and I pray that this word would encourage you, and that you would be strong in the might of our God and continue to walk in the things that's pleasing and acceptable in his sight. For those of you all that would like to be givers, I want to encourage you, take the opportunity to sow into ministry. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because when you sow into what God is doing, God is going to cause you to reap from what he's doing. He's going to bless those who sow, because reaping is part of the process. But you cannot reap where you have not sown. Make sure that in this season, these times where we find ourselves, that you are sowing into the work of God. I would advise you, this is not the time to hold back, but the time to actually sow more. I can actually tell you stories that will just blow your mind of what God is doing in the lives of people now who have chosen to sow into the work of God. I pray that your heart would be encouraged and you would hear the Spirit of God as he compels you to sow into the work of the ministry. There should be a link on our screen that will take you. For those of you all that have the app, please feel free to go straight into the app and you can actually do your giving right there. If you're interested in getting the app and you want to be a part of what we do and what we've been doing here, I'll ask you just to email us. Email us and we'll make sure that you get the information you need so that you can get the app on your phone and you won't even have to go through going through the link and all of that. You better give any time the Lord moves on your heart, and you better keep up with our ministry on every one of the videos and all of those things. We want you to have everything you need to be a blessing in the kingdom of our God. I believe kingdom people have favor with the king. The question is, have you embraced the kingdom movement so you can find favor? God bless you.